You're tuned into the second hour of Get Real Girls. We are talking about living with an attitude of gratitude today. You're hanging out with Leave, Colleen, and Pilar, who's sitting in for Joan. We are talking today to Mike Robbins. He is the author of the book Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation. And he speaks across the country about the power of gratitude. He offers free advice and exercises on his Focus on the Good Stuff website. You can find the link on our Get Real Girls page at fm1071.com. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
So great to have you. So, focus on the good stuff. How do you do it when you feel like there's only bad stuff going on in your life? What do you tell people?
Well, it's tough, you know. I mean, sometimes there are some challenging things, you know. And for me personally, the way I really came to write this book and do all the work that I do on gratitude was actually through some bad stuff in my own life. From the time I was a little boy, all I ever wanted to do was play in the major leagues. I was a baseball player, actually got drafted by the New York Yankees out of high school, didn't sign with the Yankees, went to Stanford University, played there, and then got drafted by the Royals and was on my way up to the major leagues. And unfortunately, my third season in the minor leagues with Kansas City, I went out to pitch one night at the age of 23, and I blew my arm out, and my career ended. And, you know, it was devastating for me at the time. And over the next couple years, as I kind of made my way through that process, you know, mentally and emotionally, what I realized was the only regret that I had was that I didn't fully appreciate it while it was happening. I was too busy trying to make it.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Exactly. And I think for a lot of us, whatever it is, whether it's a job or a career or a relationship or lots of different things, we often don't appreciate the things that we have until something challenging, difficult, sometimes even tragic happens. And then it reminds us to pay attention. So to your original question of how do we focus on the good stuff when things are bad, I think that we have to start practicing. Whether we think things are wonderful or not so wonderful in our lives, have it become a daily, regular practice. You know, I noticed on your website, and you guys probably already been talking about it this morning, you know, things like a gratitude journal, like every day, whether it's a great day or a bad day, there's always good stuff for us to focus on. And that's a lot of what I talk about in Focus on the Good Stuff.
I would guess, though, there are people out there going, well, what good is that going to do me? I mean, what have you found in talking to people about this and the research that you've done? You know, how does feeling grateful and expressing that change your life?
Well, I think it's amazing. I mean, there's lots of scientific research out now that proves that gratitude, positive thoughts and feelings actually improve your health, definitely improve your relationships. I mean, let's think about it in terms of relationships. If you think of any relationship that you've been in that has gone south, and I know a lot of us have had relationships in our lives that have gone south, it's usually because one or both people are not feeling appreciated. And, you know, I do a lot of work in the business world, and the Department of Labor said that 64% of people in America who leave their jobs leave because they don't feel appreciated.
Right.
And, you know, so if we look at it on the negative side, we see some of the negative impacts of lack of gratitude and appreciation. And on the positive side, there's just so much. I mean, you think of the most happy and successful people that you know. One of the common themes that I've found throughout my life, and definitely in the work that I do now and the research I did for this book, is that gratitude is really a common theme in people who are successful and fulfilled in life.
I think that one of the things that I've heard a lot, too, is that wherever you put your attention, that's what's going to grow.
Absolutely.
And so I love that, you know, I think that experience of, you know, you could have looked at your injury as being like the end of everything for you and just been focused on how you were robbed of your career and your big shot, you know, chances. I think that's the thing about getting a little bit older and getting through some of life's cycles is you start to realize, you know, all good and bad is going to happen in everybody's life, right? And you get to decide what you want to put your attention on. But that's the thing that's going to end up taking precedence in your life is the stuff you notice.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much good information out there these days about that. And I think people are starting to get it. You know, one of the things I find is I do travel around the country and speak to all different kinds of groups. People are more and more open to this. You know, I've been speaking about gratitude and appreciation for the last 7 years, and I've seen an openness, a sort of raising of consciousness. But what I'm finding and why I'm really glad that I wrote the book and the feedback I've been getting is people are finding it very helpful and practical in their lives and in their relationships is because there's a lot of exercises and activities and actions and tips that people can do. Because while we understand the concept of being grateful and know it's important, especially as we get here close to Thanksgiving, you know, we'll probably all sit around the Thanksgiving table next week and hold hands and everyone will go around and say what they're grateful for, which I love and highly recommend people do. But I always joke and say, how come we don't do that on, you know, July 22nd or, you know, April, you know, 13th? It's just like we could do it anytime. And as we put things into our lives, into our relationships, into our daily interactions, all of a sudden we'll see the benefits of being more appreciative.
Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here.
Please.
Because I want to hear like a practical application for people who are thinking, okay, come on now.
Yes.
When you blew your arm out, that was an awful, I mean, that's a huge, big deal. Like you didn't get to pursue your dream of baseball any longer.
Absolutely.
What were you able to be grateful for in the process of recovering from that?
Well, at first, there wasn't a lot of gratitude. I mean, I felt really sorry for myself. And I actually struggled and, you know, was depressed for a while, was very lost and confused. You know, and the reality of life can be tough. So this is not some happy, happy, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Pollyanna.
Rose-colored glasses and pretend like it's okay. But I think what I started to realize through the process of it was how proud of myself I was for what I'd accomplished. And, you know, I grew up single mom, not a lot of money in Oakland, California, and, you know, kind of going to rough schools. And, you know, I had some challenges as a kid. And as I started to really count my blessings about it genuinely and really look and say, you know, Mike, what did you do here that you can really hold on to and build on as you move forward in your life? That's actually what started to get me out of my depression and out of the tough spot that I was in. And what I've learned now in my life, because, you know, I'm really grateful for the wonderful life that I have. And like everybody, it's not perfect. And I have bad days or things come up or things, you know, are challenging or upsetting. You know, I've actually lost a couple really important people in my life in the last year. And in the midst of difficulty, I feel like I'm able to pay attention to what's the lesson, what am I learning, what am I grateful for, a lot sooner now. And a lot of my clients that I work with one-on-one and groups that I speak to, you know, one question that I'll ask them is, how many of you have ever had anything really awful happen in your life that now looking back you can see was a total blessing?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody raises their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we've got to deal with our emotions. We've got to deal with the difficulties. The thing is that often complaining about them, feeling sorry for ourselves, exacerbates it as opposed to really helps us move through it. So a lot of what I talk about and focus on the good stuff are techniques that you can use. You know, acknowledge the fear, acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the doubt, and choose how you want to think and feel. Choose how you want your life to be, even in the midst of what may not be the best circumstances you could have imagined.
It's so great. It's so empowering, you know, to know that you have that capability within yourself, that you don't have to wait for the rest of the world to make things better for you, that you can.
Absolutely. Well, and here's an example. I mean, I'm sure you guys can relate to this. Everyone listening can relate. You know, there's something I talk about in the book called the gremlin, or that little voice in our head. Right, you know, that tells us all kinds of mean, nasty things, is constantly criticizing
us. I know the gremlin very well.
You know that gremlin, right?
First name basis.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, look, as much as I love what I do, I'm so excited, I'm so grateful to be talking to you this morning when I get up to speak. Every time, even in this very moment as I'm talking, my gremlin is saying things to me like, oh, who are you? What are you talking about? You're talking too fast. Slow down. Shut up. I mean, all the time, right?
Right.
And the thing is, it's really about, I hear that voice, and we all have that voice, but we got to remember that voice, that little monster, does not get to run our lives unless we let it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the nice thing about having exercises and practical activities, whether it's journaling or, you know, gratitude letters or just actions that you can take, even when you're not feeling the love, you're feeling the gremlin. If you can do something, it oftentimes will pop you right out of gremlin land into this happier spot.
Absolutely. And there's a couple simple things that people can do right now, just like today. Here's a great one to practice is when someone compliments you, which happens in life, sometimes not as often as we'd like, but we get compliments.
Yep.
Just say thank you and then shut your mouth.
Gosh, you know what? That was my New Year's resolution. I'm not kidding. 2 years ago, it was to graciously accept compliments.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because the thing is, we usually blow it off or give them a fake compliment back, but think of it like a birthday present. If someone gives you a birthday present, you accept the gift and you say thank you. You would never go and run and get them a gift right away because it's not their birthday, and you definitely wouldn't smash it on the floor and say, I don't deserve that. What's wrong with you? But that's what we do. So just accepting compliments. The second thing that we can do is actually start to really look for things that we appreciate about other people and go let them know. And even though it can be sometimes a little awkward or a little vulnerable, when we start giving out acknowledgement, appreciation into the world, it comes back to us tenfold. And then a third thing that we can do is actually, and it's kind of related to the gratitude journal, which I definitely believe in and, you know, Oprah's been talking about for years.
Yep.
And of course, that book Simple Abundance that came out about 10 years ago where she talked about it. But in terms of the gratitude journal specifically, is to focus some of your attention in your gratitude journal and whatever practice you have to what do you specifically appreciate about yourself.
Hmm.
you know, not your dog and your cat and your friends and your house and all that stuff is wonderful, but yourself. And there's a big distinction between arrogance, which is based on fear, and self-appreciation, which is based on us really loving ourselves. And I believe that's what we're really after, because you could lose all the weight you want, you could make all the money, you could fall in love, you could have the nicest house on the planet, and if you don't appreciate it, and fundamentally you don't appreciate yourself for it, it's meaningless.
Yeah, it sounds so cliche, but it really is true.
Yeah.
It's powerful stuff.
It's interesting. You know, the other morning I was running up the stairs and I was finally feeling strong. I kind of gotten out of my exercise routines and I'd been noticing that my back was hurting more. But I'd been doing a little bit more walking. And as I was going up the stairs, I was like, wow, my legs actually feel like they're powerful again.
They're not jello.
Not jello. Yeah. And I was like, well, thank you. I mean, I really did feel like, wow, I get to be in this body again. So I think that's a great point, just the being appreciative of what you've got going on.
Yeah, and to take inventory of it. I mean, you know, how often do we appreciate aspects of our body until something happens to them, or, you know, we twist our ankle and then we realize, oh boy, my ankle felt great yesterday. How come I wasn't thanking it, you know?
Yeah.
And we really could do that. And one of the things I find in our culture is that we have a tendency to be so critical of ourselves. And I think, I mean, this is all of us, but specifically, and obviously I don't know this from experience not being a woman, but given the nature of your show and what you guys talk about, I'm sure women have a tendency to be incredibly critical, especially physically.
What?
Us?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
But the thing about it is, it's like, and there's this whole hallucination in our culture about it, and we all get caught up in it. And the thing is that I really encourage a lot of women that I work with as clients to, with themselves and with their girlfriends, to, like, knock that stuff off. Because all that complaining and griping about their bodies and I don't look good and I need this and oh, what about that and look at her and all that stuff, it just keeps exacerbating the situation. And then we all buy into it in our culture that there's some image of how we're all supposed to look and some ideal of it that, by the way, nobody feels like they meet up with anyway. And it's kind of just this, you know, thing that, what if we just stopped? You know, I was talking to my aunt a few years ago, and we were looking at some old photos, and she looked at this picture of herself from, like, 20 years ago, and she said, you know what's sad about this, Mike? I really thought I looked old and fat back then.
Yep.
I wish I still looked like that now.
Oh, my gosh. That's, every woman says that.
Right, right. It is unbelievable.
What if you could appreciate it right now and remember that this right now is the good old days. At some point, you'll look at a photo of yourself back in 2007 and go, boy, I looked great. I wish I would have appreciated it then.
Yeah. I like that. These are the good old days.
That's right.
Mike, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thanks for having me on, and your show's great, and it's good to connect with you early this morning.
Thank you. The book is called Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation. You can find Mike's website.